feel like half of my life I've been preparing to be a homeowner, because I have. I was 8 when my family emigrated from El Salvador, and our first financial obligation in the U.S. was to pay off the coyote who took us across the border. My dad set a goal. He would pay the debt in 2 years, then buy a house. In a year and a half, we were living in our new home in the East Bay. I remember sitting with Dad as he talked to the real estate broker. "Make sure you understand what this man is saying," my dad said. Then, when I was 15 and eager to spend the money I was making at my first job, he told me if I saved 50% of my paycheck, I'd have enough money before long to buy a house. So I started working 3 jobs, living off my part-time wages and saving the entire paycheck from my full-time job. I also researched federal loans to target first-time home buyers. The biggest hurdle was proving to the banks that despite my age, I had the savings and job security to pay a mortgage. And Dad was right. I did have enough. I've been living in my house for 2 months now, and every time I come home, I can't help thinking, man, this is mine. Of course, when so many people are losing jobs, I think about how I would pay the mortgage if I lost one of mine. But my dad has taught me how to make financial plans and has shared his experience navigating the world of credit and loans. Debt is part of life, he says, whether it's for a new car, a college diploma, or a place to live. And my house is worth every penny I owe. With a perspective, I'm Denise Tejada.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.